Next patient is Gail, G-A-I-L Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth 5/7/1957. Today is 1/31/2024. This is a 66-year-old woman, lives in a group home with history of myocardial infarction, congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, hypertension, COPD, renal insufficiency, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and sleep apnea, period. Patient is widowed, has one child, used to work in medical records, and quite knowledgeable about her medical condition, period. Her family history, mom died of breast cancer, dad died of COPD with history of coronary artery disease, period. Surgery includes two knee surgeries, appendectomy, tonsils, hernia surgery, small bowel obstruction, left leg surgery, hand surgery, and five stents in the heart and one in the leg and left leg and one in the right leg. Allergy includes niacin, MRI contrast, and IVP dye, period. Patient review of system, has not been eating very well, has had issues with shortness of breath. She has terrible teeth. That's part of the problem as far as her eating is concerned. Her blood pressure is controlled. She's in pain because of her neuropathy. She takes Norco at this time for her neuropathy, period. Recently hospitalized twice because of coronary artery disease and exacerbation of CHF, spend a few weeks in rehab before returning back to the group home, period. She does have a history of sleep apnea. She's on CPAP, but she refuses to use it at this time. Medication includes Neurontin 100 mg twice a day, Bentyl 20 mg as needed, Norco 10-325 PRN for pain, Crestor 10 mg once a day, Protonix 40 mg once a day, Norvasc 10 mg a day, Synthroid 125 mg a day, Pepcid 20 mg a day, Plavix 75 mg a day, Seroquel 75 at bedtime, Depakote 500 twice a day, and Lasix 40 mg once a day. An exam, patient is awake. She's alert. She uses a walker, but she's short of breath with activity. Her blood pressure is 130 over 90, pulse is 88, respiration is 18. Heart pulses, one pulse is to the lungs. Few bronchi, but no RALV. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows no lymphadenopathy or JVD. Skin decreased, turgor, oral mucosa dry. Lower extremity, positive pulses, but definitely diminished. Assessment here, we have a 66-year-old woman who lives in a group home with history of coronary artery disease, recently hospitalized with exacerbation of CHF, period. Nipiragraf patient spent some time in rehab because of severe weakness. Her medications were adjusted, and Lasix was apparently increased at that time, period. Her comorbidities includes hyperlipidemia, sleep apnea, poor dentition, diabetes, coronary artery disease, hypertension, myocardial infarction, COPD, and renal insufficiency. Patient has become weaker in the past month with decreased weight and increased shortness of breath with activity and at rest, period.